My family is here in Champaign, but we're also from Chicago. Actually, my parents migrated from the South. I always kind of put that in my introduction, my father from Alabama and my mom from Mississippi. So there's a very Southern way about me, I'd like to think.
Congratulations. You were named the Poet Laureate for the city of Urbana. How did you find out?
I received an email, and I was telling someone, it's funny because the email, it's almost like, you know, the ones that you get, well, you know, thank you, there were so many, and you're like, oh, okay. But then at the end, it was like, and you were selected. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. And so I was jumping and running through the house, just super excited. So that's how I found out.
I understand that you've brought some poetry to share with us, and one of them does relate to some of your work in the Chicago area.
Yes. So I'll start with the first one. And it's part of a documentary that we're doing called What's Left Behind. So when I did, me and my team, we talked to about 100 mothers. Some of them lost their children to gun violence. And so Lisa Butler, who was working with me at the time, she's a licensed clinical social worker now, she wanted to go deeper and to talk with mothers who did lose their children to understand after the funeral, after the media kind of packs up, what's left behind. And so that's the name of the documentary. That's what we're trying to explore. I write poems a lot of times when I'm very happy or very sad. And so this poem was just me trying to process the emotions that I was feeling, listening to one of the moms and many of them who talked about kind of some of the hard parts of kind of losing their child. So the title of the poem is The Hardest Part. The hardest part was to lower you into eternity as I remain mortal, to watch you slip away from me into the forever portal. My heart torn into strips of black and blue blood as part of it went with you. I cannot breathe, I cannot eat, because I am your mother without you. I carried you in my womb for 9 months, protecting you through the seasons. Now, I must select the vessel to carry you beyond my reach, beyond rhyme, beyond reason. Your journey is beneath my feet, beneath this ground, and into the realm of the ancestors. So now, where do I belong in this world? My soul aches and needs to sequester.
Thank you for sharing that. How long have you been writing poetry?
Oh my gosh, I have been writing. The earliest memory I have is like when I was in second grade, and the teacher put my poem on the board, and I remember kind of sitting down and having to lift my head to see like my poem, and she was talking about it. And then in fourth grade, I wrote a poem about Dr. King, and my teacher talked about that. And then when I was in 12th grade, my two English professors, Ms. Sharp and Ms. Hansberry, if they're out there, thank you, thank you. They really liked my poetry, and they had me go from room to room to read which two of the poems that I would read at AXO, the NAACP's competition. But I've always written, so I have hundreds and hundreds of poems. Like I said, I just, some people hear music and some people see things, and I kind of see poems and I write poems.